You're listening to SBS News.
This month, Jacinta Miller's brother Stanley became the latest Aboriginal person to die in custody in Australia.
To have to know that he was feeling alone in those moments and was able to just go and just to take his own life.
Stanley was an inmate at Arcacia Prison, a medium security jail privately run by Serco on behalf of the Western Australian government. Jacinta says her teenage brother wasn't coping well with being in an adult prison for the first time and had self-harmed in the days before his death. She called the prison to warn of her brother's worsening mental health, but says while Stanley was placed into a crisis care unit, he was released soon after and she says he wasn't properly supervised.
It's just something that I can't get my head around. They had a duty of care to him. He's a human. He was a human being. He was crying out for help.
It's the second time in just over a year that an Aboriginal family has warned the prison about an inmate's mental health, only for that person to later die by suicide. Karen Blanket visited Arcacia in June last year and told staff that her 30-year-old son, Joman, might take his own life.
They didn't do their job properly. It was lack of duty of care. I don't care what anyone says. They didn't do their job properly. They said they watched him 24 hours and they didn't.
The WA Department of Corrective Services has a suicide prevention framework with clear procedures for managing at-risk prisoners across the state. But advocates say it isn't enough and the two men who died should have been cared for elsewhere. Mervyn Eades is part of a group that monitors deaths in custody. He was granted permission to go inside Arcacia Prison after Stanley's death and says the facility isn't safe for a high-risk population.
Coming out the Royal Commission, all the ligature points in any prison should not be there. And I was astounded. I've been to many prisons throughout Western Australia. It was not good, not right at all. And Serco have a lot to answer to for that.
The WA Department of Justice confirmed that it has fined Serco $207,000 as a result of Stanley's death. In a statement, Serco says attempts were made to revive the 19-year-old, but he passed away in hospital. Serco will now assist a Department of Justice review into his death. Meantime, both families are waiting for coronial inquests to be held before the details of what went wrong are examined publicly.
To not have a counsellor say, "Hey, Stanley, no, that's not an option for you," you know? It could have been prevented.
The grief of losing a brother now burdened with a search for answers. And listeners needing support can contact Lifeline on 13 11 14 or the Suicide Callback Service on 1300 659 647. Stephanie Corsetti, SBS News.